We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
It is a very, very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:31 and 40 seconds to go right along with a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, there on the other side of the glass on the 1-877-337-6666 for a 3.5 hour Tuesday schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan. New York City.
We want the trade to make us better. We don't want to create a hole that we didn't have by filling a hole that we did have.
He's an important piece for us in 2019, and obviously he has a career moving forward. We'd like it to be with us.
Well, there just might be something to it.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? You promise not to tell.
Would we consider it? Yeah, I think Brody's going to consider everything.
Syndergaard trying to put this eighth inning to bed, and he struck him out. Strikeout number 6 for Syndergaard.
We are definitely focused in the marketplace on those areas of need, and he obviously is available.
It has to be outsized in our, you know, hopefully in our favor.
If we do make moves that we're adding to our strengths and filling, you know, filling the gaps where we needed to help.
Egg deep in the air, left field, got a shot to go and end the game. It is gone, and Real Muto walks it off.
He's a great player. He's an attractive player to the Marlins first and foremost, and I'm sure he'd be attractive to every other club out there.
God, a grand slam for JT Real Muto.
I've known a secret for a week or two. Nobody knows.
We're evaluating all opportunities that exist in the marketplace, both, you know, high end and low end.
Swung on, hit deep down the left field line. Fair ball, it's trouble. It is a fair ball off the base of the wall. Another double for Lindor.
In a perfect world, we would be able to get some better balance, create more length in our lineup, you know, whether that's additional right-handed hitters.
It means a lot to this team. That's the kind of team we have here, a competitive team.
And the ball game is over. Noah Syndergaard with the first complete game of his Major League career, a two-hitter.
Secret strong enough for a man,
but made for a woman.
And so we're wondering what is going to be and when, if at all, it is, without a doubt, without question, the blockbuster rumor of 2018 with the hot stove from last night to today and beyond. Baseball insiders galore from coast to coast. Rumorizing, speculating, guessing, projecting, your head can spin with this hottest of hot stove rumors. How delicious will the New York Yankees and the New York Metropolitans and the Miami Marlins make a deal with Syndergaard to the Yankees? And Real Muto from Miami and Andujar ending up with the Metropolitans, and help me fill in the blanks on prospects moving from one team to the other. First and foremost, before we go any further with this monologue, here is a little thought. Not a big thought, but, well, maybe it is a big, 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 bigger thought than I thought. Listen closely. You do not trade the Viking God to the New York Yankees. P-E-R-I-O-D. Now, here's the thought. You don't trade the Viking God to the Yankees, but instead you offer Zach Wheeler, and one of the two between Lugo and Gazelman. Wheeler, for those who know and many do, 10-1. The second half of the season with a 2.06 ERA. 10-1, found his game, stayed healthy, the whole thing. If this doesn't work, well, the Metropolitan should deal, try to deal, maybe can deal, one-on-one with Miami. And deal Wheeler, Rosario, and Nemo to the fish. For Real Muto, and a prospect to be named later. Now, if this doesn't work, maybe then the Metropolitans would need to find another team, not named the New York Yankees, to find themselves with Real Muto. So, there are options. By trading Syndergaard to the Yankees, Brody Van Wagenen cannot do. The blockbuster rumor for Real Muto today includes the Philadelphia Phillies. And by the way, don't think it is just the Mets. And of course, we're also hearing that maybe the Yankees would get Real Muto and have Sanchez as a backup DH first baseman. Don't think that's going to happen. But again, anything can and usually does. But the rumor for Real Muto today, all of a sudden we are hearing the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, there's about 10 or 11 teams that have expressed interest in the Miami backstop, according to John Heyman with the Phillies. Now, of course, from other reports, the Metropolitans would consider, and we say consider with a capital C, dealing Rosario and Nemo, but not Conforto. The Metropolitans, and this is also from Heyman, and by the way, I mean the baseball insiders from Joel Sherman, from David Lennon of Newsday, from Ken Rosenthal, you name a baseball insider, they are weighing in on the latest, and also from Mike Puma. And he is coming fast and furious. Just look at the tweets, and you can, and you probably have, and will continue to do so to get the very latest that happens, it seems, minute to minute to minute to another minute. And, of course, from 6:30 to 10, we will get as many reports on every breath taken by the Mets and by the Yankees and by Miami and by any other team interested in this catcher for Miami. The Metropolitans, and this is also from Heyman, kicking the tires on A.J. Pollock, no surprise here, and definitely looking for a center fielder since Lagares has spent more time with doctors than ballplayers. If the Metropolitans don't get Real Muto, the backup plan for a backstop includes Wilson Ramos. And Van Wagenen met with him one-on-one earlier today. Of course, outside of Wilson Ramos, Martin Maldonado, and yes, Monty Grandel of Hollywood. You're a Metropolitan fan, you want Real Muto. Could you live with Syndergaard as the Yankee if the original hot stove with the burner with the BTUs just going off the charts? Could you as a Metropolitan fan live with Syndergaard as the Yankee? Could you live and be happy with peace of mind and be content if Syndergaard was dealt to Miami with another player? Maybe Rosario, maybe Nemo to get Real Muto and some prospects from Miami. Most Metropolitan fans, and you have heard from them for the last 24 hours, and no doubt you will continue to hear not only from Metropolitan fans, but Yankee fans as well. Could you as a Metropolitan fan live with Syndergaard going to the Yankees? The guess here is nada. Could you live with Syndergaard as a Miami Marlin? Obviously, with the Yankees, he could definitely, certainly, likely to add and help the New York Yankees get to where they want to go, which is Broadway and another parade. And that's understandable. And we understand he would be able to help them do that, which would be difficult for a Metropolitan fan to live with. We understand. But could a Metropolitan fan live with Syndergaard going to Miami and facing him, what, 5-6 times a year to get the catcher and maybe some prospects? There are a number of scenarios here, but one thing is as clear as the day itself. The New York Metropolitans, with their former agent turned general manager, is about as aggressive and as proactive and full speed ahead as you, a Metropolitan fan, would want him to be. And Will Pond is there to be involved in any discussions. So you have the general manager and you have the owner in Las Vegas, and they are meeting with people and working on various scenarios. And again, the Yankees and the Mets could make a deal, although it has cooled somewhat if you read the tweets and the reports that are coming in from all of the baseball insiders from the left coast to the right coast. The bottom line is, at the moment, the status is quo. It could change any minute, you would like to think, and it could change if it does change in any minute from now. You would like to hear, if you're a Metropolitan fan, that you have Real Muto, and if you're a Yankee fan, that you have Noah Syndergaard. At the moment, we are all guessing. At the moment, nothing is official. We are rumorizing. We are speculating. We are guessing. And it is the most delicious of blockbuster rumors.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.